This sculpture of a naked and chained young woman highlights the theatricality of late Baroque style. As punishment for her mother's boasting, Andromeda has been chained to a rock to be devoured by a sea monster, presented quite spectacularly here at the left. As Andromeda twists and turns, she looks up hopefully, perhaps spotting her rescuer Perseus in the distance. Depicting this crucial moment in the classical story intensifies the sense of drama so emphasized in Baroque works. The sculptor, Domenico Guidi, worked in Rome at the end of the 17th century. James Draper, curator in the Department of European Sculpture and Decorative Arts, points out how this single figure actively engages with the space it inhabits, a concept first explored by the great master sculptor Gian Lorenzo Bernini.
It's a moment in the late Baroque, always inspired by Bernini, with these terrific diagonals and openings and sort of contradictory movements, the legs going one way, the head another, with this extremely yearning expression, flame-like movements, really.
Baroque sculpture became highly prized by English collectors. This piece was acquired by John Cecil, the 5th Earl of Essex, for his country house. It was displayed in the passage leading out to the garden.